Welcome back, everybody, to a very special episode of the Thrive After Sports podcast. We have a repeat guest on today. Classy, you might be the first repeat guest I've ever had. This is history right now.
Listen, I'm all for like making history with all the things that I do. So it only makes sense that I'm the first repeat guest that you have on the podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. I was just going to say, hey, this is Thrive After Sports history, but we're here to talk about some even bigger history in this particular episode, history in the transition space, history for all athletes coming up behind us. This is a beautiful thing. This is almost like a celebration. For those of you who don't know Classy James, if you've been living under a rock, first things first, this is my shameless plug. Go back to episode 72 on this podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, click the playlist entitled Athlete to Entrepreneur. Classy J was the opening panelist on Athlete to Entrepreneur 2, the second event that we had, episode 72 on the podcast. Go check it out. And when I tell you, she set the panel on fire, telling her story, her journey of being a former hooper to being an entrepreneur and the multiple businesses she has. Go check that out, because today we're just going to be talking about the Athletes Unite Conference. Classy J, let's get into it. Now, this has been something you've been working on for quite some time. COVID was being disrespectful. We talked about that last time. It was originally supposed to be, the Athletes Unite Conference was originally going to be summer 2020, correct?
Yes, it was. And then before that, it was the Life After Sports Conference. So for people that had seen that, we rebranded and renamed it. So it was first the Life After Sports Conference, and then we changed the name to Athletes Unite, and it was supposed to happen summer of 2020. And then we're like, maybe 2021. And then we're like, nah, like I need time to get it together. We're still in this weird space of, you know, the mask mandate. Are we making people get vaccinated or show their vaccine cards or get COVID tests? So even though we're having the event in 2022, there's still a lot of precautions out there because COVID is still real and it's still disrespectful.
That's another thing, you know, I wanted to ask you about too, because just the persistence, you know what I mean? And that was the reason that we hit it off. Aside from the fact we're both from California, Classy's from Northern California, Bay Area. I'm a Southern California boy, but California is California. So, yeah. You know, aside from that, one of the reasons we hit it off was just walking it like you talk it, executing it. You know, can we just talk about the idea for the conference, how it even came about?
I work in technology, Black woman in tech. I'm very proud about that. And I had been to so many conferences when I first got into my career. Grace Hopper, which is the number one tech conference for women in STEM. I was the MC at the Cisco booth, so I got to see like a conference on a grand scale. I also went to AfroTech, a tech conference that's strictly for our minority groups. And then I had been to so many different like entrepreneurship events, and I was just kind of like inspired and also motivated. And I was like, I need an event that's made for athletes by athletes, because a lot of us deal with it even when we're playing our sport. If a coach is telling us to do something that they have never been able to do, like if a coach is telling me like how to shoot a basketball and they've never shot a basketball, I'm sorry, I'm not buying what you're selling. And so I think a lot of people that do different motivational speaking for athletes and talk about certain things, it's like, what you're saying is valid, but did you actually go through that experience? Because unless you've gone through that experience, it's really hard for me to relate to what you're saying and to buy into what you're selling. So I felt like with me at the time when I created Shakeout and wanted to do the event, I was like, you know, probably like 5 years or so removed from college sports. So I still, you know, was very much so involved, but I wasn't too old, but it wasn't like I just graduated and I just got a job. So, you know, I know so much about the corporate industry. I feel like at this point, I celebrated 7 years in being in the technology space. I've been promoted. My career has skyrocketed. So I've seen so much from a business landscape. And then I've really learned a lot about infiltrating the athletic system and how to best do it. I've learned how to fundraise, which we'll probably go into when we talk about sponsors and stuff. I've really taught myself how to fundraise, how to build a network in the midst of a pandemic. And I'm going to preface it this by saying I'm very much so introverted. I deal with social anxiety all the time. I know it might be hard for people to realize that, but I thrive, the play on words, I thrive at my home, like in the comfort of my space. And so learning how to network in a way that felt comfortable to me, At home, and COVID was a great excuse why I can't go and mingle with people. That was also like a challenge, but one that I welcomed. And I think I've been fairly successful in building a really amazing network of companies, of schools, of conferences, of current and former athletes, influencers, professional athletes that really resonate with what I'm doing and really support me, which I'm grateful for.
Whoa, just quick side note. You helped a lot of people out and probably made a lot of people feel comfortable right now by admitting that you're an introvert and that you struggle with social anxiety too. Like, no one would ever think that about you. Like, I'm extremely introverted. I'm the same way. I love being at home. Don't get me wrong. I love people, but I'm always anxious about getting around large groups of people. I like to be in like a one-on-one setting like this, but thank you for sharing that. That was something I wasn't expecting you to say at all. But to your point, I love how you were able to find the silver lining despite the pandemic, despite COVID going on, and use that time to be able to operate from the home base, make magic happen, put the pieces in place. What can people expect from this conference? I know there's a whole suite of things that people can expect when they pull up, but what do you want athletes to take away by attending this conference?
Yeah, what I want athletes to take away is that this is an opportunity to get at the forefront of some of the biggest companies that we know, and maybe even some small startup companies that you haven't heard about, but it's exposing you guys to industries that, again, you probably don't know about. And these are companies that want to hire you. So usually when you go to a career fair, or you're applying for a job, it's like you're one of many. And yeah, you will be one of many at the event, but these companies in particular see the value in hiring athletes. So I have made it my point when I'm talking to these companies saying athletes are the ideal employee for this reason, that reason, this, that, and the third. And so I'm literally pitching the athletes to these companies. They're investing in this event because they're investing in us as the athlete community. So one, being connected with companies, and we all need jobs here. Like, you got to pay bills. So yeah, that's important to get a job, right? The second thing is access to entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship resources. You know, like yourself, you know, you're an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. A lot of the athletes that are going to be in attendance speaking on these panels are entrepreneurs. They might have a 9-to-5, but then they also are making money doing different entrepreneurial endeavors. So teaching athletes, like, how do you start a business, right? And then also allowing them to get exposed to the speakers so they can then reach out to you guys and you guys can help them build a business. The third takeaway is the access to the mental health resources. I'm really grateful for Dr. Victor Kidd. He's my mental health consultant and helping me develop a really good resource hub for athletes when it comes to their mental health. And a lot of these resources, you know, are free. And I think that's really important because when we're talking about mental health and we're talking about therapy, therapy equals money, even if you do or do not have insurance. And a lot of current athletes probably are on their parents' insurance. But when you hit that age, I think it's like 25 or 26, you got to get up off your parents' insurance and you need a job to then have the benefits to then pay for the therapy under your insurance, right? So the fact that he's helping me create something where there are some low to no cost resources, I think is a really beautiful thing. And I think last but not least, it's that community aspect of it. You know, that was the whole preface of bringing together all of the speakers, because we all knew about each other on social media, but we have never been in the same place. And I believe that together we're going to go further than individuals. So I want the athletes to look at the speakers, look at the people in the room, look at the companies that are investing in them. We're all a community here that care about the success of athletes. So it's like, for me, I feel like it's a no-brainer for people to show up. But I mean, those are four things that athletes can look forward to getting from participating in this event.
Okay, so I'm hearing a lot of different areas right now. Not only are you going to be connected with companies who are looking to hire athletes, and while we're on that subject, Classy, can you just talk about some of the companies who are going to be in the building that day?
Yes. So the first company is near and dear to my heart. It is the company that I work for. It's Health Systems. So a couple of different departments are going to come down to the event. I'm personally hiring athletes to work under me for 2 weeks for a micro internship. So I'm hiring people to work under me at Cisco, first things first, along with our sales teams and some other teams. Another sponsor we have is Glassdoor. And I'm really excited about that because Glassdoor is also like the partnering company with Indeed. And where do you go when you're looking for jobs? Probably Indeed, Glassdoor, and LinkedIn, right? And yep. So to have Glassdoor is all about connecting people with jobs that they love. So to have them as a sponsor is like amazing for me. We also have Accenture, a huge consulting company. We have Lenovo, another tech company, Rivian. So if you're into the electric vehicles, I have a Tesla. Rivian is the next up and coming like EC company. They specialize in having like trucks. I have a family member that has one and is super fire. So they're going to be in the building. We have Marriott, and then we have some other ones that I'm excited to announce, but at least I dropped some gems on some of these big companies that are going to be in the building. And then we have a partner that we're about to announce soon, but I'm going to announce it first on this podcast. I tend to announce things like first on this podcast. So Taj always gets like the VIP treatment.
So I love it.
We're announcing Dreamville as a partner for this event. Yeah. So for all of the J. Cole fans, the Ari Lennox fans, like Dreamville is going to be a partner for this event. The Dreamville Foundation. And we're very grateful for that. You know, if anybody is a J. Cole fan, he's big with basketball. So when we reached out to their foundation to see if they would want to contribute by having someone from the organization speak, they were like, say less. We're all for supporting minority-owned businesses and then also supporting athletes. So we got some big companies that are supporting this event.
I'll say, man, you know, it's funny. Thank you for the exclusive, by the way. I always appreciate the love that you show when you come on the show. You could have named all those companies. You said Cisco, and not just working with Cisco, but working directly with you. By the way, Classy, quick side note, can you let people know your title at Cisco? Because some people might be listening. Oh, is Classy work? Is she in the mailroom or something? Folks, put some respect on this woman's name. Classy, what's your title at Cisco?
Yeah, so I just got promoted. Shout out to promotions and more money. Get into the bag. I am now a diversity and inclusion operations manager. So I'm all about representing the underrepresented, making sure that the minority groups are taken care of at Cisco, and also making sure we have a pipeline in our organization. And so it kind of mirrors beautifully with what I do with my business, because, you know, athletes, in my opinion, are also extremely diverse. Diversity of skill set, diversity of thought, diversity of experience. And so I challenge a lot of companies that I talk to, like, what does diversity and equity and inclusion even mean to you? It can't just mean having, you know, some melanated faces in your office. It has to be more than that, right? So I'm really excited to kind of take on that role at Cisco to, again, I'm all about making the industry reflective of the world that we live in, right? I'm in Atlanta. I see Black people all the time, but I get into my meetings and I don't see a lot of Black people. And I'm tired of being the only Black female millennial on these calls. I'm tired of it. So this conference is also an opportunity for me to hire some athletes for 2 weeks. But then after that 2 weeks, I want to work on, if they want to work at Cisco full time, what can I do to help you? Listen, you get paid big money in tech. Like, sometimes people don't want to blatantly say it. You get paid big money in tech, and you can do something like a project specialist, a communication specialist, a marketing specialist role, program manager role. You don't have to be a technical person to work in tech. You can make a lot of money. So I want to expose athletes to the opportunities for them in technology specifically.
Mm, my goodness, Classy. See, and that's why I wanted you to just point out what you're actually doing at Cisco, because, folks, it's not just an opportunity to get any random job at Cisco. And don't get me wrong, that opportunity is there too. But by attending the conference, you have the chance to work with Classy directly. Not only Cisco, but she said Glassdoor, Lenovo, Accenture, Rivian. Shout out. Those trucks are nice, though. I saw you could pull out the back and you could actually cook on the back of the truck, right? You can tailgate.
You can do a lot of things. Like, it is, like, it's fire. It is fire. Like, I'm very grateful for the company. I'm very grateful for my cousin that works there, and I get to drive around in her Rivian. So like, we exchange rides. You can drive in my Tesla, let me drive in your Rivian. Like, what's up?
There you go. Rivian might be my next truck. I need that. So Rivian, Marriott, Dreamville. And you know, Classy, you know, some people heard Dreamville and they were like, oh, no, I got to go. You can name all these other companies with great opportunities. And people are like, what, Dreamville? I'm in there. Yeah. But, you know, the thing I love about this too, aside from the employment opportunities, like you said, access to entrepreneurs, right? A lot of, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking certain networking events, but you could be in a room with people who have nothing to do with anything you want to do in life. By attending this conference, you're in a room with mostly, primarily former athletes or people who work in the athlete space who are entrepreneurs. And we know that athletes love helping other athletes, back to the community aspect that you mentioned. So to be in a room with these people, just to have access to them, have conversations with them, you might take away one nugget from something you hear someone speaking about on stage or a side conversation you have with someone that could literally change the rest of your life. So just keep that in mind too. And then the free mental health resources that you've set up too. I think that's huge. What I really love about this class, just to take a moment to acknowledge you and celebrate you, is that you're providing every single thing that we didn't have when we were coming off of playing our sport. You've thought of every single thing. It's not, oh, she has this thing, but I have to go somewhere else to get this. You're doing everything under one roof.
Yeah.
Now, there's an opportunity for pretty much any athlete to attend this conference for free virtually, correct?
Yeah, not only virtually, but also like the first 100 athletes to register using our promo code. I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's AUFIRST100. They can attend the event in person for free. And then free virtually for everybody. And that promo code is AUFREEV. And so again, like I've talked about it time and time again, the impact that I wanna make with this event is far more important than the financial gain. And this is for people that are aspiring entrepreneurs or current entrepreneurs. And if you're a believer in God or whoever, like that's your thing. But I believe that when you're a good person, you do things like the way that you should be doing them. You know, you work really hard, you'll be blessed. So a lot of people were like, why are you making this for free? Like, you're not going to make any money. Because I know how to make money. Like, that's one thing about me. I know how to make money. But I also want to make an impact. And when you make an impact first, not leading with the money, that money's going to come. And so that's why I wanted to make it free virtually and then make it free for the first 100 athletes that register that live in Georgia or some surrounding states that want to make that move to go to the conference. And then I'm going to say something else too, because I will say this event is going to be amazing, but it has been very, very difficult for me. I went through a lot of trials and tribulations. You know, I've been let down significantly, but I'm still pushing through. And a lot of the feedback I get is, although it's free, like, are you paying for hotels? No. Do I look like a bank? Okay, then no, I'm not paying for hotels for attendees to come. Like, how are we going to get there? Hey, there's planes, there's trains, there's buses, there's cars, there's the 2 feet that you've been blessed with. Like, you figure it out. Because at the end of the day, if I'm telling you that you could potentially come to this event and potentially get a six-figure job or close to a six-figure job upon graduation, and you're going to sit up here and tell me that, well, I don't have the money to get there. Okay. I have a job and businesses, you know what I mean? And a house. Like not to sound like, you know what I mean? Like cocky or anything, but I'm not doing this event for me. Class is going to be good with or without this event. I'm doing this event for y'all. So what I need are the athletes to show up for themselves, the athletic administration to show up for their athletes. That's period. Like, I made it free. There's no cost to attend. Like, just get here. Or if you really can't make your move out to Georgia, sign up virtually. Like, that's also what it can be very frustrating. You know, for me, it's like I'm doing all of these amazing things for others. I need people to show up for themselves, like, because the success of this event is dependent upon who shows up virtually and in person. Like, I know you as a speaker, you're not trying to speak on a stage in front of empty chairs. So that's just a little accountability plug. I need people to be accountable for themselves and stop, you know, this is kind of a handout, but you have to do the work. It's like that old saying, you could take a horse to the pond or whatever, but you can't force them to drink the water. I can't force you to drink the water. I can lead you to the best of my ability. I can put in front of you a career opportunity. I can put in front of you all the resources. But if you're not going to take advantage of it, then there's nothing else that I can do.
Right. And you know what, Classy? I do appreciate you going there. Because we don't want to seem like, you know, just for the record, for anybody listening, me and Classy aren't trying to be up here, you know, giving you a virtual ass whooping right now. But you just have to remember.
You might need one.
You might need one, exactly. Because like we said earlier, these resources didn't exist when we were coming out of college, let alone everything being in one place to create opportunities. That's why I said at the beginning, this is history being made right now. Whether you're listening to this, you know, when this comes out or 5 years from now, you look back at this and be like, damn, they were right. And what Classy built with that first event, you know, who knows how many events it'll be by then. But the thing about it is you got to understand that, like Classy said, she's not doing this for money. And unfortunately, a lot of former athletes and people who look like us, if we're being real about it, a lot of Black folks, they're quick to jump on their own and be like, oh, they're just doing it because they're trying to make a quick buck. Like Classy said, she doesn't need the money from this conference, right? She's not even trying to make money off this conference. This is something she's setting up so that people don't have to go through some of the same pitfalls that we did when we were transitioning out of their sport. So take it seriously, especially the fact that she's making it free. Like you said, don't be reaching out to Classy, harassing her. She's already giving you free tickets. Don't reach out talking about, how am I going to get there? Are you paying for hotels? If you can find a way to, you know, get to Coachella, like I know a lot of people went to recently, then you can figure out a way to get to this conference and make it happen. So Classy, one more time, can you tell me what those codes are so that people can go sign up right now and make sure they register either virtually or in person?
Yeah. So the promo code for virtual admissions is AUFREEV. So it's basically like the abbreviation of Athletes Unite, free, and then V for virtual. And then for the first 100 students to register, it's AU first 100. And to be honest with you, like I might bump that up to like 150. I just have partnerships with schools in Georgia where I'm making sure that they can register their student athletes because they're in Georgia. But if they don't, you know, take advantage of the registration by the cutoff, I'm going to increase the amount of tickets that any student athlete can leverage to come to the event.
Okay, perfect. And folks, if you're listening to this, you want to do that today, right? Because the conference is in July. It's July 15th and 16th. July 15th and 16th. So depending on where you're listening to this, that first 100, 150 might be gone. So you want to go to the show notes. Matter of fact, I'm going to share my screen real quick. Can you see my screen, Classy J?
I can.
All right, folks, you want to go to Shakeout. You see it's already in the search history. All right. You see it's in the search history already. You want to go to shakeoutllc.com and you want to go right over here.
You can go to purchase conference ticket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Purchase conference ticket right there on the right-hand side for you.
And that takes you to the registration page.
And then which you scroll right down.
Here. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it actually have the promo codes right there to make it easy for you. So you can copy and paste the promo codes. And then where it says tickets, you would enter that promo code right there. And it applies, and then boom, you're in the game.
You're in the game.
And then scroll up a little bit, Taj, for a second.
Uh-huh.
You see in the About Us, I literally put the promo codes right there too, just to make people's lives easier. Like, I'm all about making it a seamless transaction. So you can go to the show notes, or you can go to the page. You can just copy and paste the promo code.
You can't lose. Folks, when do you see this? When do you go to check out somewhere and the free admission code is right above where you go to check out to get the tickets? When have you ever in your life seen this before? I already know the answer. Yeah. But Classy J, that's enough said. If people don't register for this by now, I don't know what to tell them. But here's the thing. I do want to go back to something you shared earlier because you talked about the perseverance. So it wasn't only COVID, like we talked about, COVID was being disrespectful, but you had some different things going on, as is expected when we're dealing with human beings, especially a large group of human beings that try to make something happen. But I think I already know the answer, but I think just sharing what's on your heart right now could really impact a lot of people. What has kept you pushing despite all the BS, whether that's people or circumstances out of our control? What has kept you really pushing to get this to the point where we are less than 90 days out from this conference going live?
So I'm gonna try not to get emotional because I'm sure a lot of us suffered with loss during the pandemic. I lost my great grandmother. She was almost 100 though. So I think she just wanted to go to the king. So I do not blame her for that. But then a couple months later, I lost my grandmother, her daughter. And this was all non-COVID related. Then I lost my uncle in January after I lost my grandma in December before Christmas of 2020. And then March of 2021, my dad almost passed away. He had a tear in his heart. which broke my heart to know that my dad had a tear in his heart. And I was back and forth in California and Georgia in the ICU with him, just like praying that my dad would live. And experiencing all of that loss and almost losing like my best friend, that kept me going, because every day I get to wake up and I'm alive. I have an opportunity to make an impact. Like, times get tough, but at the end of the day, if you're given a vision, you're given a purpose, like, you weren't given that vision or that purpose for no reason. And so despite all of the loss that I went through, I always say this to people, I'm like, my angel gang is so strong. Like, on my worst days, I know I have my ancestors, I have my grandmother, I have my great grandmother, I have my uncle like rallying around me to make sure that I can see this through. And that's what keeps me going, honestly. Just knowing that, like, what do we really have to complain about? When we wake up every day, we have roofs over our head, we got food to eat, you know, we have opportunities to make an impact. What are we really complaining about? Like, if anything, COVID should have showed us so much, how quickly the world can change, how quickly lives can be taken away. So it's kind of like that motivated me to just keep going. And I always say, like, my bounce back game is undefeated. Like, there's not much that can happen to me where I won't bounce back. I dealt with my own personal health issues. I ended last year in the ER because I was going through some health issues that no one knows about. And I still push through. So, like, that's what keeps me going, honestly. And also knowing that this event is not about me. It's greater than me, right? It's going to impact thousands, if not millions, of athletes that come before and after me, because I had the audacity to do something big. And so and people come and go. I will say rejection is protection from things that were not intended for you, whether that's people, opportunities, like whatever. So anybody that was with me at one moment that's no longer with me, they weren't supposed to be on this journey with me. And I'm unapologetic about it. My boundaries are, they're very strong. And I have a certain level of discernment that's helping me identify like who is for me and who is not for me. And people that are not for me, y'all can kick rocks respectfully, but I'm gonna keep it moving.
Kick rocks respectfully.
Yeah, bye.
Oh man, that's the first time I've heard kick rocks and respectfully merged together. That was beautiful. Okay. That was a great merger right there.
I'm a poet.
Yes, you are. In all seriousness, though, Classy, sorry for that series of losses that you faced. I didn't even know about those. Obviously, you're not public with that. Why would you be? Because you're someone who wants to inspire people. And yeah. But I just want to give you your flowers, because despite all that, you kept pushing through, you know. Mm-hmm. And like we said earlier, you don't have to be doing any of this. You're already good. You know how to take care of Classy J. But for you to branch out with the shake outside and really do things that are serving other people, I appreciate you. And you guys got to understand, for me too, because I'm someone who works in the transition space and, you know, have built a career out of this. And so what Classy's doing, of course, it serves former athletes, which is great to see, because that's the people that we both serve. But it also helps people like me who do this for a living to be able to showcase what we do and what we're about and, you know, just connect with other like-minded people. Like, there are people at this conference that I'm going to connect with who I've known for 4 or 5 years at this point online, and I've never met them in person. And now we all get to come together. So that's another side of it too, that, you know, I don't think you get enough credit for, but just know, you know, from the bottom of my heart, Classy J, you are appreciated. I know you hear it all the time, but sometimes it just helps to have that outside voice telling you too. So yeah. Much love to you for all that you do and all that you face. And despite the BS, I think, you know, when it's all said and done, sooner rather than later, probably like at the time of the conference, or, you know, maybe a couple of days after, once it settles in, I think you'll have that moment where you're like, damn, okay, yeah, it was perfect. It was all worth it. I know, you know, that moment's right around the corner when it comes to this conference.
Yeah. And then, like, if you come to the event, definitely come and say hi. Like, I'm a pray, I'm gonna do my deep breathing so I won't have social anxiety at my own event. I know everybody's looking forward to, you know, probably like meeting me and, you know, meeting each other. And I'm just, honestly, I'm filled with gratitude. Like, I'm grateful that I get to meet all of you all. I'm grateful to see who shows up for themselves. And I'm grateful that I was able to honestly get through this event. Like, I'm not a very publicly emotional person, but I probably will cry a few times. I can already, I already know that's probably going to happen, because this has been years in the making. I even think back when I first created Shakeout, and then when I first had this idea, and how many people were like, oh, what you doing that? Okay, that's cool. You know, everybody like say, you got that cute little business. No, it's like a big conference. Thank you. You know, and just, I don't know how I do it half the time. Like, I operate on a really high elite level, but I will say to people that are trying to do something that's never been done before, you have to surround yourself with people that believe in you. You have to believe in yourself. And naysayers, they're usually projecting their own insecurities onto you, because they could never have the guts to step out and do something that's never been done, or do something that people are like squinting their eyes at. They're going to project that onto you. So it's so important to have really amazing people in your life. And then also learning how to take breaks. After this event, I don't think I'm going to be available until next year. Like, to be honest with you, I think I said this on one of my stories, like, if you want access to me and the resources, come to this event. I also will have a replay that I probably will sell for people that, you know, want to purchase the replay. That's the only way I'm gonna make a little coin from this event. But I'm not available, because this is taking a lot out of me and I need to recharge. So I can't have a conference where I'm talking about mental health being important, and half the time my mental health has been struggling putting this event together. So post July, catch me on an island, on island. Like, that's where I'll be until 2023.
As you should be. Well deserved. Classy J, this has been great. Once again, I can't thank you enough for this. I'll be on here thanking you for the next 20 minutes, but I know we both have hard stops coming up. So with the time that we have left, please tell people, we already showed them how they can register for the conference. You got the codes right there sitting on the registration page, but how can they follow you, get in touch with you? Actually, don't get in touch with Classy unless you're talking about coming to the conference right now, okay? She has enough on her plate.
Listen. And also don't ask me, like, I'd like to learn more. There's a website. No, for real. That's annoying. Like, I'm going to be really honest. I'm a very blunt and direct person. Very, very much. I'm a sweetheart, like, love and light, peace and love. I'm from Cali. Like, we love people. I got sage all around me, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm real cutthroat. Don't ask me a question that you can see on a website. That just shows that you don't pay attention to details. And that also, listen, you're not going to be successful if you don't pay attention to details. So I'm just saying, I won't hire you. I won't hire you in Shakeout at Cisco if you do not pay attention to details. So don't ask me no questions. Like, I have everything to a T, down to the promo code on the registration website. Like, don't ask me no questions. But if you want to learn more about the event, go to www.shakeoutllc.com, click the conference tab, and it gives you all the information that you need. And you can also click on the button to go to the registration page. And there's also information that you need. If you also follow the Shakeout LLC Instagram, there's all the information that you need. And if you want to learn a little bit about Classy, you can follow me at Classy J on Instagram. Like, if you message me, I will message back, but don't ask me to learn more about the event, because I'm going to send you to the website. Right. Unrespectfully.
Or somebody might pull up on you. I love that you gave another virtual ass whooping towards the end. I think that's a perfect way for us to close it out. I love that you did that. The West Coast came out of you in full effect towards the end of that. But you brought it back professionally. It was beautiful. I loved it.
You know, it's duality. You know, it's duality.
Indeed. Well, Classy J, this has been phenomenal. Oh, once again, for all you guys listening, I know we primarily focused on the conference today. So make sure you register again. But go back to episode 72, because I really do want you guys to hear kind of more of Classy's origin story. On that episode, or on that panel, she talked about, like, once she graduated from college, life after basketball, how she started at Cisco, how she decided to start Shakeout, Sip and Slay. Do you want to point people to Sip and Slay also, your tea brand, yes, your tea company?
Yeah, so I am very much so into the wellness space. This came part of my transition, honestly. And so go to www.sipandslaytea.com. I have loose leaf tea. I have positive vibes kits. I have candles, mugs. Like, it's a really dope brand. And I think it also showcases the softer, more feminine side of me. I feel like ShakeOut is very much so like the athlete ego and like the kind of like, it's like my masculine. So everyone has the masculine part of them and the feminine part of them. And that's the duality of my businesses. Like Sip and Slay is very, very, very pink and feminine, because I actually am very pink. Everything in my life and my house is pink. But then ShakeOut is like, okay, I was an athlete. Like, I'm bad about it. Like, I probably, you know what I mean? Like you said, the West Coast came out of me. Like, don't try me, try your mother. But then after it's all said and done, I might get my sage out and sage you real quick. You know what I mean? Like, duality.
I'm done with you. No, you didn't have the sage sit right there too.
Yeah, it's important. I have it everywhere.
That's perfect, man. And you know what, Classy? I've been slipping on my Sip and Slay. I was ordering Sip and Slay for a minute. I had like probably 5-6 months of back-to-back orders. Then I moved to Texas and it's way too hot. But you know what? I might need to get some and make some iced tea out of it. That might be a good move for me right there.
So. Yeah, and I will say another plug. So Sip and Slay is going to be one of the vendors at the conference. And so I'm going to be making some Just Peachy lemonade with my Just Peachy tea. And then also a Glow Girl refresher. It's like Glow Girl was like our hibiscus. It's like our number one seller. So I will be selling like bottles of that. I also will be selling the tea at the conference, because it's going to be hot in Atlanta. It's hot here. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. I miss California. Like, it's not hot like this in California. But because of that, if you do want to taste some of my teas, purchase some of the teas, Sip and Slay will be at the conference.
You got me excited for that. You said something about a peach lemonade. I just, the wall started closing in once I heard that. That's all I could hear. It's but fire. Okay. Yeah, we might need the bottled version of that to buy off the website. I'm sure that's coming down the line anyway. Yeah, oh, also, get you some ShakeOut gear. If you guys are watching this on video, I know a lot of people listen to the audio, but Classy and I both came out in our ShakeOut gear today. I have a lot more than this too. It's too hot to put the hoodies and all that on today, right. But grab some ShakeOut gear while you're on the website. I always say, everyone talks about support Black businesses, but I always say support good people doing good things. How about that one? Try that one on. So go support everything Classy is doing. ShakeOut, Sip and Slay, obviously the conference. Classy J, we're at time. Once again, thank you for coming on today. You are a prime example of what it looks like to thrive after sports. And thank you again for all that you do in this world for the athletes coming up behind us. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.